Hey guys, it's Girl Juice here today, and we're going to start the final episode of the year because a bitch is going on vacation. She needs one. So let's start the episode. Hey guys, so today is literally the final episode of the year for the podcast, and I cannot wait for you to guys to hear it, and the new year starts, and new shit will be up and rolling. Basically season 3, which I am so fucking surprised, because it's like, last year was season 1, and now we already 3 seasons into the podcast. Like, it's just amazing. Like, the time has been going by so quick. But, this weekend, I know this weekend, like, this week started the Spider-Man movie. And I'm trying so hard to avoid any fucking spoilers. Because I don't know why people decide to do spoilers. Like, even if you fucking write spoilers on TikTok, you still see the video before you even see spoilers. And, like, I don't want to get spoiled for the movie already. Rotten Tomato has it at 100 fucking percent, and that is like the rarest thing for Rotten Tomato to have, because mostly they're like the harsh critics, and it is literally 100%. So I cannot wait for this Sunday to see this fucking movie, because it's going to be amazing. Now, this Saturday night, I am hosting a like Friendsmas. And I'm to be honest, it's so fucking hard to plan an event. Like, I'm just drained to plan this small event to the max. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. But I kind of do like hosting, but it's just so fucking hard. In other words, we're about to end 2021. And we went through a lot of fucking bullshit this year. Especially, like, we have multiple variants. Nobody was happy about that. We were close to shutting down and lockdown again, which I don't know if we are, but, you know, cases are rising due to people going to parties and holiday shit and traveling. Even though there's a travel ban, but people are still traveling. Don't understand how, but they are. A lot of funny shit has happened. Movies that are popping are out and about. Oh, talking about movies. I heard by the end of the beginning of the new year, we are going to get a fucking trailer for Doctor Strange 2. I cannot fucking wait, because everything is fucking connected. This is why I like Marvel. Marvel has a way to connect everything to one fucking sequence. And I hate the people that be asking questions. Like, what the fuck happened? When was this happening? Every single time you see a Marvel movie, you need to fucking watch all of them. Like, all of the fucking movies to understand the whole sequence. Like, you never in, like, on a movie theater stood until all the fucking letters wore through. But Marvel fucked us up, so now we all stay until the last motherfucking letter is done, because they have post credits, either one or two or three, and you're like, when the people leave, I swear to God, it was so funny. People leave the movie theater so early, and I'm just like, y'all gonna miss the shit. And I was right, y'all gonna miss the shit, because Marvel has taught us not to leave, because juicy ass content will be posted at the end of the fucking movie. And I just be laughing when people leave, because they miss it. But yeah, Marvel has done a lot, like taught us a lot. And if you haven't seen the new Hawkeye, which I will not say anything, probably the new year I'll say the show, even though probably some people are still not going to watch the shows. But Hawkeye, it is part of the sequence for Phase 4. So if you haven't seen it, you need to see it before you see anything else. But the fucking show was lit as fuck. Like, the way it ended was amazing this week. It's bon appetit. I'm kind of happy that they gave him a spotlight, because even though he's, like, not a superhero, like, he is a superhero, but it's, like, he's one of them that doesn't have power. And it's, like, yeah, he needed his time to fucking shine. And it was fucking amazing. Like, in Kate Bishop, we all know she fucked up the whole shit. Like, by fucked up, I'm like, she fucking badass. I fucking love her acting, and her as Kate Bishop is like bon appetit. I don't know why I keep saying bon appetit. For some reason, I keep saying bon appetit. But yeah, she did an amazing fucking job. I love her as Kate Bishop. Now, the tea will be at the fucking end. If you haven't seen it, please, I'm sorry. But I'm gonna just keep quiet until next year, because I know some people still haven't seen it. It is Wednesday. It comes out came out today, Wednesday. I am recording this a couple of hours later because I am so fucking drained today due to the fact that I was up since 4 o'clock in the morning so I could head to work. Carla was supposed to be on this last episode, but she is also drained like me, but we're tired as bitches. I just had a whole fucking drink that gave me energy. So, but yeah, but I know she would like to say thank you guys for watching the podcast and stuff. So I'll say this at the end. But yeah, it's been like a whole roller coaster during this whole year. The ending of unemployment for people that I kind of disagreed or agree. There's like different things that I think people should not depend on the unemployment. That's one. But you know, to each his own. Another thing is people with their stupid questions. Listening to people, I don't understand how people ask questions and they don't repeat them themselves. Like, I had this person come up to me about the COVID vaccine, and I'm just, like, looking at them, like, what the fuck, where the fuck you heard this shit from? Apparently, someone told them that they can't get pregnant if they put the COVID vaccine. I don't know how people think, like, vaccine works, but I don't think that works like that. But, yeah, I was just looking at her, like, what? No, I always hear weird ass questions about this, just weird questions with health in general, and I'm just baffled and or just like a look like when y'all say it, do y'all not run it through your head? I'm just saying, because sometimes when people tell me shit, I'm just like, huh, okay, kudos, whatever. But yeah. On TikTok, there has been a new dance trend from this group, this K-pop group. I think it's Ivy. I think that's the name, Ivy. If I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. But their song is 11. They're actually very poppin'. I have seen the video myself, the music video. Why Koreans are so gorgeous with nice glowy-ass skin. Don't know why. I am Hispanic that likes greasy food. So, and a lot of seasoning. So, I don't know how they got their glowy skin, but they're so beautiful. I love the music. Just, like, I have, like, a couple, like, different music bands, K-pop bands, basically, on my music playlist. If you haven't heard Mamo, good-ass fucking band. They're all fucking beautiful. Love their voice. I know there's another one. She's not a band. She's a solo artist. IU, love her. She's so fucking adorable. And if you haven't seen Hotel de Luna, she also is an actress. IU is also an actress in the movie. She was badass in Hotel de Luna. Amazing. I have like a lot, but I can't picture it in my fucking tongue. Let me see. I have my whole fucking iPad here, and I'm looking like a fucking dumbass, thinking which one. Ooh, my badass girl, Jessie. Fucking love her. She has a talk show, and I think is on Kakwa. It's a fucking amazing. She is like the most honest person ever, hence why I fucking love her. But she brings in different people, she talks to them and everything, and like do games. She's just she's fucking dope. Now, the next one that I have, I don't remember her name. Like, is it just me, or do people go on like their Apple Music or Spotify or whatever type of music download you have, and every month you just download the music that speaks to you for the whole month? Because this is what I do. I literally, like, before the month ends, I go onto my Apple Music and make a whole playlist for the month, and then any new music, I'll just add it. Music that I'm attracted to, I'll add it too, and that'll be my monthly. And then whatever music I'm still attracted to from that month, I put it into the next month and add new music that I approach, that I fucking attract to, into the new month. That's what I fucking do every month. Okay, and we are back. So my brother came because we were fucking hungry, so we just ordered some fucking food. And also, I will put in a little voice clip of Carla. She wanted to speak to you guys, so that would be at the end, which is very soon. But yeah, I don't remember what we were talking about. I completely fucking forgot. But, in other words, I got these two lip plumpers that is so popular, and I wanted to test them because, you know, capitalism. So I'm going to be testing them and putting it on my YouTube channel. Probably, maybe. If you haven't noticed, I have put a new channel, which is Cat's World. You can go ahead, check it out. It's a more like a aesthetic silent vlogging style that I'm testing out how to do it. But yeah, you can go ahead, it will be in the description below, and you can go ahead and subscribe, because it's a brand new fucking channel, like literally brand new fucking channel. In other words, it was finals week. Did we appreciate this finals week? No, because I had a whole panic attack. My professor decided to, you know, change the whole fucking deadline. Like, it was supposed to be this week deadline, but she said, nah, we're gonna do a deadline last week on midnight, and emails us at 9 p.m. If that's illegal, hell the fuck yeah, because my stress and anxiety level went too high. And then on top of that, I was so fucking dreaded, because I had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day, and I fell asleep at 12. So my sleep was not there. I was grumpy for the whole day. I just can't do it. Nope. I was like, fuck you. But yeah, for any of my college fellow students, I feel your pain. I fear your fucking pain. In other words, I hope you guys get whatever you want. Fuck COVID. Have a nice New Year's. Relaxing, because at this point, with the asteroid trying to pass us and like different shit. Oh, that's what I was gonna say. So if you guys haven't heard the news, it's been everywhere, which I highly doubt people knew. People did not know about it. So Kentucky, there's a little town. I think it was Kentucky. Was it Kentucky? I think so. Literally, there's been a lot of storms, and there was a very, very horrific one. Literally took a whole town away. Like, it just blew it away. It just doesn't exist anymore. It's just debris. My prayers go to the people who have, you know, passed away. Condolences to their families. But this should be a wake-up call to a lot of people. that the planet is rebelling against us because of how we've been treating them. This is how I take it, because it has been mistreated for so long. Like, we have oil in our waters. A lot of sea animals are dying due to the oils also. Fires in the water, pipe breaking in the fucking sea. Global warming, it is a fucking thing. If you don't know, it is. Climate change definitely is. There's a lot of ice melting in places. It's not supposed to be melting. It's supposed to be cold for a reason, and it's melting, and water levels are increasing, which means countries can be, you know, sunken and become part of the Atlantic world. So this shit is happening. We need to open our eyes, and we need to help a lot more of the planet before literally it is too late. And we continue this way, it's gonna go really bad for us. So, yeah, a lot of the people lost their homes. There's videos of, like, people doing videos, so they're asking for help. They're under debris. I know there was this candle factory that was taken away completely. It was a whole full candle building, and it was taken away. There was an Amazon building also, but half of the building was taken away too. A lot of people went missing, which further notice have been confirmed to be dead. But yeah, I feel so sorry for the families. The thing that there was about, I heard it's like multiple tornadoes. I don't remember which one, but let's look it up, because I know there was like multiple tornadoes around the area. Multiple tornadoes at once recently. Okay, so how many tornadoes from across the Middle East? Okay, I'm trying to find like the like details on it. Let me put recent. But okay, so this tornado leave trails of devastation across 6 states with scores dead. So a quad state tornado crossed 4 countries. That was 4 days ago. That one's 5 hours. Okay, so this one is a quad state tornado crossed 4 states in 4 hours. The National Weather Service will confirm if a single tornado tracked over 200 miles from Arkansas to Kentucky, which could set the record for the longest tornado in fucking history. One of the deadliest tornadoes that erupted under the cloak of darkness overnight on Friday in the early hours of Saturday, leaving at least 70 dead. It may have set the record for the longest continuation tornado in American history. The devastating outbreak, which included more than 30 tornadoes reported across six states, stretches across the Mississippi Valley, Southeast, and Midwest, is also an extremely rare event this late into the year. So it was literally multiple places. And for right now, I think 70 people have passed away due to it. Like, from the photos, everything looked like it's just like the apocalypse just happened. Like, the buildings are so destroyed and so, like, gone. And it's so sad because now a lot of people have lost their home. It's going to take them a while to, like, build their homes, clean everything out, make it safer for them to live in. Kids are probably traumatized, probably will need like therapy or something, but this should be a wake-up call for everyone. We're mistreating the planet so bad, and the planet is fighting back to get rid of it. Like, we need to take care of the planet that we live in, because if we mistreat it, where the fuck we gonna live? Definitely not gonna be in Mars. We did not do want to visit Mars sometimes. But yeah, we need to, you know, have a helping hand. Especially in the fucking trains. Y'all need to fucking stop littering the fucking train. Because I be seeing people in the train throwing shit in there. And it's like, this is why we fucking not making the fucking planet die. So, get your shit together. A lot of people need to get their shit together with that. Because, like, how you just litter in the fucking streets? Why do we have trash bins? For fucking Luho? Like, the fuck? Use your trash bin. Put your trash in there for a reason. In other words, I think I'm gonna go to the next subject. So, we have a lot that's been going on. They just reinstated that we need mandated mask inside and outside of places, restaurant places, whatever, wherever it is. You need to wear masks. Kudos for you, but people ain't gonna listen. So fuck that shit. I will wear my mask and you better stay away from me 6 feet. I don't give a fuck who you are. 6 feet. 6 feet deep. Because I ain't trying to be deep in the ground. So, that's what's going to happen. Another thing is, I think I was going to say something. I always clearly forget everything that I'm going to say. I'm this exhausted and tired. But, there was something else I was going to state. Ugh, so fucking tired. My mind is gone, guys. Hasn't been gone this long, but it's gone. If you haven't, it's really gone, guys. I'm so tired. This, like, last episode was going to be epic, but your girl has been awake since 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, literally 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I literally need to stop with the Shein shopping. Like, can we all, like, know, like, I be shopping on Shein for the stupidest shit. Literally, I bought a fucking onion cutter. A fucking onion cutter on fucking Shein. Just because I wanted it. Do I use it? That shit is in my kitchen just chilling. But guess what? It was $2. $2 fucking. I still need to stop. Because I'm buying like a whole new wardrobe. Due to the fact that I am losing weight. Lost 20 pounds. Proud of my goddamn self. So some of the clothes are starting to fit a little bit big on me. So I just went on a rampage. And especially Black Friday. And just bought a whole motherfucking new wardrobe. Literally made a whole Pinterest board. And bought everything there. Even thinking about doing, like, a haul video or a lookbook type of thing. Thinking about it looks very tiring. I'm just lazy. But, yeah. I'm just buying the most outrageous shit. For this iPhone, I literally have about 20 iPhone cases. For what? Don't know. But I only know it's, like, $1 or $1.50. And they look so fucking good quality to be that cheap. Yeah. So when it's $1 or $1.50, I'm in it. If it's free, hell the fuck yeah. If it's a simple ass case and it costs $20, bitch, you better take me to the motherfucking moon for $20. And then you wanna add shipping? Bitch, get the fuck on my face. So $1, yeah, I have 20. I started having obsessions with tote bags. I have about 10. For what? I don't know. I literally wanted a crossover tote bag. Bought myself one. I have 3. Why do I need 3? Lord knows who. And I always tell myself, oh no, because if I'm feeling this way, no, it's just, like in my head, I know it's just a bag. But I just want it. And I just shop. This is what I'm going to do. My new New Year's resolution is to only buy when is necessary. Which is going to be so hard for me because Shein be having those prices and those good ass clothes on that fucking website. Like, that website is literally 80, mostly every single time I go on it, 80 fucking percent. Like, I love you, Shein, but you gonna run my pockets. But I need to tempt myself. So this is what we're gonna do, New Year's. We're gonna do this. Every single episode I will say if I did buy something or not. I'm gonna be tempted, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I'm gonna end it here. I hope you guys have a nice Christmas, brand new fucking year. Make a New Year's resolution that is manageable. Because if y'all make a New Year's resolution that is not manageable, don't do it. But yeah, I see you guys next time. Well, next year, in a brand new fucking year with new episodes, season 2 finales here. Hope we don't go through the same shit that we went through this year, because a lot of people have meltdowns, breakdowns, some type of downs, emotional, right, trauma, shit. We have been opening up a little bit more in life, love life. That shit sucks. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm going to post Carla's goodbye for the season, and everyone get ready for season 3 2022. So I'll see you guys next time. Deuces. Don't forget to subscribe to new channels, and everything will be in the description below, so go follow us. Okay, bye, deuces.
What's up, bitches? Sorry I haven't been on the podcast that much, but it's coming to an end of this podcast season, and we're heading into the holidays, and I just want to let you guys know that we fucking outie 2021 goodbye and 2022 welcome. Fuck COVID. Animal Crossing got boring. And let's get this money. Bye.